96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It seems like such a simple thing for fathers and father figures, passing on sage advice to help their sons grow up happy, healthy, and stable men. But that doesn't always happen, and the world is becoming more and more complex. Some would argue more difficult to navigate. Well, this Saturday, the First Baptist Church of District Heights is hosting the Saving Our Sons Town Hall Forum. Young men and boys will interact with older men for critical, candid conversations and maybe some tough love. Joining me to talk about this are Dr. Bobby Manning, senior pastor of the First Baptist Church of District Heights, criminal defense attorney Kamara Mintz, and Dr. Greg Carr, chair of the Howard University Afro-American Studies Department. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Great to be on here, brother.
Okay, Dr. Manning, where did this idea come from? I got to tell you, I am excited about it, a little emotional about it, because I think about my dad and what I got from him, from learning how to tie a tie, learning how to shave, about manners, how to pick a suit, all of that. But a lot of guys aren't getting this.
Absolutely. You know, with all that took place late last year, obviously, caused a great uproar in the African-American community. But the issue was, you know, there were a lot of town halls, and I enjoyed being a part of it. After writing my book, I was invited to be a part of a lot of these town hall meetings. And as I looked around these town halls, I noticed something. We were with the concepts and grieving the loss of Mike Brown and Eric Garner. We were talking about our young men. We were talking around our young men. But as I looked around the room, I was noticing that we weren't actually talking to them. In many cases, they weren't in the room for us to address them and really for them to address us. So I felt like I wanted to, and I'm not a real big town hall person as much as throwing them as much as being a part of them. But man, I really wanted to create an environment where our young men could feel welcome, want to be a part of it, see people on the panel that they respected and that they recognized, and then have the opportunity to actually participate in the dialogue. And that's the major goal for Saturday, is for us to create an environment where we can dialogue with our young men so that we can hear from them, hear what they're thinking, rather than speaking for them, let them speak for themselves, but then also put them in a position where great men who have achieved can speak back to them and speak life into them.
Dr. Carr, this, as Pastor Manning says, this is a dialogue. This isn't about the older guys preaching to the younger guys. Why is that significant right now to not only hear from but speak to these young guys?
Well, because we're not going to make it if we don't have that intergenerational discourse and we don't do it collectively. And sitting here and reading Pastor Manning, reading Dr. Manning's book, reading through it, man, it's hot off the press. I'm really enjoying you just sitting here reading, thinking about the fact that one of the main things you stress in this book is how we have approached creating men, training men in our communities. And one of the examples you give is the Nation of Islam. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think the irony isn't lost on me. I think it's divine kind of order that on the day of the Saving Our Sons convening, that is the 50th anniversary of the death of Malcolm X in the Audubon Ballroom in New York. You know, one of the reasons that Malcolm appealed to young black men in particular in the 1950s and 60s and beyond is because he spoke to their desire to be men. Mm-hmm. This question of fearlessness, but not just fearlessness to show somebody you're not scared, but fearlessness in service of your community. You know, these young brothers have a lot of heart. They have nothing but courage, but they're often looking for wisdom and instruction and guidance. But you can't give someone wisdom and guidance by just talking to them. Mm-hmm. You have to dialogue with them. They have to share with you their experience.
Attorney Mintz, you are going to be on the panel.
I am.
And now, I introduced you as a criminal defense attorney, but you really started off as a prosecutor. From a criminal justice perspective, you've seen both sides of this criminal justice issue. I'm sure you've seen a lot of young black men move through it. From your perspective, what is it that they need to hear, and what do participants need to hear from them?
Well, I started off really as a deputy sheriff in Virginia. So mm-hmm. I was a cop first. I did that for 5 years, and then I went to law school, then became a prosecutor, and now I'm a defense attorney. So like I said, I've seen both sides of it. I've seen it inside and out. What I think that these young men need to know is more practical than theory or anything else.
What do you mean?
When I say that, I'm talking about what I'm thinking about is how they should act and how they should relate to the police officers while they're on the side of the road, or while officers have them stopped sitting on a corner with their hands behind their backs if they're cuffed, all those type of situations. So for me, people ask me about, you know, what their rights are and what they can do, what the police can do, or what the police aren't supposed to do all the time. And while I don't have a problem with telling people what their rights are, I'm hesitant because I want people to know what their rights are, but what I want them to know more is what they should actually do. Knowing your rights is great. Knowing what the police should do and what you should do is great, but you knowing your rights isn't going to help you control that situation. The only person that's going to control those situations are the police. And so what I think that these young men need to know is how they should really respond to police when they come in contact with them, what it's like to actually go through the system, because like you said, I've been on both sides. I've seen good and I've seen bad in state attorney's offices and on the police department. And so what I think they really need to know is how they really should act in the moment.
We're going to talk more about that. And we're also going to talk more about your perspectives as fathers, Mr. Mintz, Pastor Manning, Dr. Carr, your father figure here on campus. You know, that's you, too. I want to hear from the listeners as well. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876, Saving Our Sons Town Hall Forum coming up on Saturday. More about that after the break. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the Saving Our Sons Town Hall Forum. It's going to be at the First Baptist Church of District Heights on Saturday. Young men and boys will interact with older men for critical, candid conversations and some tough love. We're going to be there with Dr. Bobby Manning. He is the senior pastor of the First Baptist Church of District Heights, criminal defense attorney Kamara Mintz. Dr. Greg Carr is also here with us in studio. He is the chair of Howard University's Afro-American Studies Department. If you have a comment or you have a question about this topic, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. By the way, if you want information about it, you can find it on the web. It's a free event, fbcdh.org. That's F as in Frank, bcdh.org. I promise, as always, to post the information on WHUR.com when we get off the air. Let me quickly go to the phone lines. Terry calling from District Heights. Terry, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just want to say hi to my pastor, Dr. Bobby Manning. That's it.
Hey, Terry. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, Terry, hey, thank you for the shout-out. I do appreciate that. Vera calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling, Vera. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to speak in regards to our black men. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother of two that I put through academia, and one of my oldest actually had experienced racial profiling when he was at the sophomore year in college, and his father was actually from the law enforcement and had always prepared him. But I think what actually helped him through the experience was really overcoming that experience, because he has been permanently scarred by it. But it was through prayer and actually perseverance that he was able to overcome what was done to him mentally. I think our young men today still need that example of fatherhood, like they said, teaching them how to shave and how to do, purchase your first suit and to tie your tie and how to just overall be a man. Anyone could be a man but not be raised properly in doing so. So I think the dialogue is important. I would like to really see it done on both perspectives as far as by young women as well, because they are still lost in today's environment.
Well, Vera, thank you so much for your input. Real quick, Pastor Manning, who's going to be on this panel? You've got a high-powered panel here. And again, this is an exchange. The older guys are going to learn something here, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of my biggest goals, one of our biggest goals in accomplishing this event was that we wanted to have a diverse panel, and we wanted to have the type of panel that the young men would want to be. So I told my folks, like, look, we're not going to have a whole bunch of preachers on this panel. It's only going to be one, and I'm just moderating it. But we'll have former Lieutenant Governor of Maryland, Anthony Brown. We'll have the current police chief of Prince George's County, Chief Mark McGaw. We'll have, of course, Attorney Kamara Mintz will be with us. We'll have one of a representative from the Go-Go community, a critical condition band, Marcus Gates. They call him Snugs. We have the youngest feature filmmaker in the D.C. area, Jimmy Jenkins, as well as comedian Chris Paul. All of them able to speak and listen in a way that our young men can hear and understand and be a part of.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to remind you, of course, that the information can be found on the web at fbcdh.org, as in First Baptist Church District Heights .org. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. If you're on the line, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with The Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a moment.
University Radio Network is WHUR 96.